Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Reverse Cowboy.
Here we are, back in the studio. Mr. All Right Vans has arrived with his new winter coat, ready for the harsh months ahead, resembling a young Myra Hindley, looking for a lost glove on the moorland. He is lithe, vicious, ready to protect his Patreon subscriptions at all costs. Welcome to Reverse Cowboy.
Welcome.
How's it going, mate?
All right, got lost in a...
What, on your way here?
Well, no, you just sent me around the shops like some kind of fucking Joey. And on my journey, I actually got lost, which
really?
You know, that doesn't happen much more these days, does it?
No, I mean, well, unless your phone goes off.
No, well, halfway through being lost, I realised I had my phone on me and I kind of...
Remember GPS?
My hand twitched like John Wayne to go for the phone and then I thought, you know what, I can do this.
Fuck it, I'll do this. Like,
yeah, I don't care.
Pretend it's the 80s.
I don't care how late we're starting. Yeah, that's exactly what I did. It felt nice. And I found the way, and there was a sense of achievement there. I didn't have to rely on the all-powerful fucking gadget in my pocket.
Fuck you, Zuckerberg.
Yeah, fuck you, Bill
I've got
Gates.
A brain.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You can't control that.
How did you get lost around here? We come here every week.
I know, but I walked up that way past the old thrift store, they call it.
Oh, yeah.
Your shop. Your little...
My shop?
Yeah, it's like a little charity shop, isn't it? Mm. Like for thrifty gear, smelly clothes.
I don't wear smelly clothes, mate.
No, I don't mean smelly. No, but they look smelly. Because they're thrifty, they're vintage. That's, yeah.
There's a smell, isn't there?
There's a smell. There's a smell of a vintage store. So I walked that way and then I thought, whoa. So it wasn't the way I thought. Anyway, whatever. Oh,
did you have a little panic attack?
Yeah, but I felt nice to be lost.
Yeah, how have you been?
Yeah, I've been great, mate, to be honest.
Good. Thanks for listening to the last episode, everyone. We got some good feedback from that.
Yeah, I was at my belligerous, obnoxious best. Red wine drunk, when I...
Yeah, we're going to try and do this one sober or slightly sober because we're grown-ups now.
Yeah, we've had a right look at ourselves in the mirror this week and thought, ooh, that was unprofessional.
Yeah, well, it was just a fucking nightmare to edit. But here we go. We are back.
I was quite unprofessional, though.
I mean, I've never expected
some of the
professionalism
things you've told
from
me,
you.
Some of the things you've told me you've had to edit were crazy.
There's some mad shit out there. And I mean, one day, if we ever fall out, it will be released.
That's fine. Sweet. I liked it. I think it should have all been kept in. But, you know, we gave our guest the power of, you know, she's got her interests to protect, isn't she?
She's not giving up on life like us two. So she's thinking about having a career whilst we fully accepted that one will ever employ us again.
But from now on, we have full control. And if you don't like it, you've got to argue it while you're here.
Exactly. Anyone wants to come on this podcast, you're all welcome. But you
got to fucking put up with us too.
You have, yeah. And
I will be at my boozy belligerent best like Oliver Reed.
Yeah, sort of like Oliver Reed, just not as talented at acting.
That's a nice name, that, isn't it, Oliver?
Oliver. It's a bit Tory, but it is nice.
Fucking hell.
No offense to people out there with this name, because I'm sure there's loads of nice ones. Actually, I know a nice one. But
I'll tell you about
when
name.
People are called Ollie, they're always a Tory.
Oh, Ollie's terrible. Ollie. No, well, I know some sweet Ollies, but...
No, I do too, so I don't want to diss
you. It's about the best you can do with Oliver, although I would probably keep Oliver.
Oliver's
I'll tell you a bastard name, and I'll never hang around with anyone, or probably even never speak. If I meet someone, even if I like them, and I say, what's your name, and they say it's this, I'll just walk off. Lance.
Well, yeah, that's just a...
Glenn. There's another one, Glenn.
Glenn. I've got
with two N's.
Glenn or Glenn.
Glenn. Glenn and fucking Glenn.
Yeah. I've got a good mate called Glenn, he's Australian, so it's not his fault.
Australians are great, aren't they? For comedy purposes.
I'm quite racist against Australians a lot of the time.
That's allowed. That's fine.
Yeah,
I think everyone is.
Yeah, but not this one. And not another one I've made
friends
with.
No, I like Australians. I like them because they're funny, because they shorten words down. So I knew one who referred to the off licence. Prepare yourself for this. This is a beauty. He said, I'm just nipping down the bottle-o.
The what?
The bottle-o.
Bottle hole.
Bottle-o. So it's a bottle with an O on the end. The bottle-o.
They put an O on the end of everything, don't they?
Yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're always like...
No, they're good. Yeah. And also, we were watching this video and someone got chinned, like someone got absolutely smacked.
Yeah.
And king hit. He went, king hit.
Have you ever been to Australia?
No.
Well, when you go there, watch the news, right? It's well funny because they just have different social rules to us. And they go, like, the guy on the news will be like, the drink driver has killed 3 people today. And then he'll look at the camera and go, if you drink then drive, then you're a bloody idiot.
Yeah, you know, I love
it's
that
like
stuff.
An informality to what the way they do things. And I love it, yeah.
There's a film.
The bloody idiot's been smashing cars into children.
There's a really good film, really funny film. It's about a toilet cleaner.
All right.
It's just his name, but it's like a mockumentary about this toilet cleaner in Australia, and it's fucking bang on. You ever seen that Summer Heights High?
Yeah, I love that.
Superb, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really Mr. G.
If you haven't seen that, Summer Heights High, this bloke plays about 5 different characters.
Yeah. He won't get away with that now.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Yeah, no, true.
Not the same way.
Yeah.
But it's a masterpiece, yeah.
It's from that golden era about 10, 15 years ago when everyone could just say what they fucking wanted, and funny was funny. It's true though, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but I mean, things have to change in some ways. Have you heard about these bears that are noshing each other off?
No, they don't.
Honestly?
No, they don't have to change. But yeah, I can believe the bears noshing each other. Is this the latest instalment of animals noshing each other off?
No, we've had gay monkeys, gay rape monkeys. There's gay animals.
Don't know the gay could be bi.
That's true. I'd take that back. Sorry.
I confused the shit out of you in the calf just now, didn't I? I was talking about Sam Smith. And the correct way to talk about Sam Smith, I followed by the law, by the book, wouldn't I?
Mm-hmm.
And this just goes to prove my point about the they-them conundrum. It's a bit of a trap. Them people who call themselves they-them.
It's not
a trap,
it's just hard work.
It's fucking hard. So basically, I was talking about Sam Smith, but I was like, yeah, they're good. Like, I think them, the songs they did, you know... And for a good 60 seconds...
I thought you were talking about a band.
Tom Cruise over here was like, yeah, what? You know, and you were waiting for other people to turn up in the conversation.
No, because I thought you were mistaking them for a band. And my problem is, I forgot that they are.
Yeah, long story short.
I forgot, because I don't like Sam Smith.
The plural aspect of they, them...
It's hard.
And it was just time wasted. It was 60 seconds of bemusement and just sheer bafflement on your behalf.
Yeah, but I am a bit slow today, and that will be represented in the podcast. I've been deathly ill, actually.
Fancy a race one day, a foot race.
What, walking?
A run.
No, you'll win. You go running every day. I'm lazy kind.
I don't go running every day.
You do. You're in your little shed running up and down.
No, I've got a running machine, but I don't use it.
Oh, well.
I run around the garden. I've got a 700 foot garden.
Anyway, these bears, I'm pretty interested in them.
Good.
They're in Croatia in this sanctuary, and these scientists have been watching them. And like in the last month, there's a big bear and a little bear, and the little bear keeps noshing the big bear off every day.
Really?
Yeah.
Any footage?
I'm looking for it. I've been Googling bear porn, but...
Can't imagine the techniques up to much. Bear porn, or you're going to end up with a load of big blokes with beards.
He appears to reach orgasm in a few minutes. That's good work. as evidence.
Quite hard to come on a blowjob, isn't it?
Depends if you're doing it, if a bear's doing it, I reckon I could jizz.
Do you remember your first blowjob?
Yeah.
What it tastes like? Ha! 1-0, 1-0, 1-0.
Very nice, actually.
Chilling, yeah. Chilling. Jeffrey Dahmer.
Dahmer.
I've not seen it. Have you watched it?
Nah, I haven't seen it on.
Go on, get on with your bear noshing story.
Anyway, the bear's a jizz in his mouth because he's it's basically he's got a muzzle on and every day it's covered in jizz.
So the bear getting the blowjob's got a muzzle on.
No, the one getting it, yeah, and then I don't know.
So what's the other one done with his muzzle? Just took it off.
Takes it off so that he can. These lads are having fun.
Hold on, we're saying, I just said, what a guy, and you went, these lads, they're having, what are we presuming? It's a man bear.
It is a male bear.
How do you know?
Because I'm reading the article.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it takes every day. The
animals are gay. That's basically what we're saying.
Right, yeah, and there's loads of animals are at it.
What about that fish that changes sex? It's a fucking fish that starts
Sam
off as
Smith.
A. Sam Smith. Yeah, they start off as a. A female fish and end up as a male fish. Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, feminism's gone mad.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose you can.
It's gone mad in the seahorse world, hasn't it? They're seahorse blokes crazy have to have their babies.
That. Crazy animal, a seahorse. I've been taking my daughter to I took her to one aquarium and we're going to another one on Saturday because she loved it.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's nice. And seahorses, what an if it didn't exist, you wouldn't believe it.
No, it doesn't seem real.
No.
It is a small horse, isn't it?
I believe so, yeah. It's from the bovine category.
Yeah. Do you remember when IKEA has put horse in everyone's food?
Listen, imagine what you've eaten. Well, you haven't because you're vegs.
I probably have it still, though. You know, like, there must be loads of shit.
No, you've had like fish oil and stuff like that, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean. But, I mean, the amount of shit we must have eaten in food without knowing.
Have you ever had cod liver? Do you take cod liver oil?
No.
So you're truly vegan?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But you get some people who choose, instead of taking the capsules, they drink the fucking stuff.
The psychopaths.
Who does that?
Yeah, that's minging.
And raw egg eaters. Have you ever done that?
When I was a kid, I ate...
raw eggs, like an apple. Have you ever got out chucking eggs at people? Listen, there's a spot in Plumstead, and by some freak of nature, it's these two spots are about 100 metres apart.
Mm-hmm.
Plumstead Common. And I used to drive around
Talk about Plumstead like it's a real place. It's like one of the made-up names or Spinal Tap.
Yeah, no, it's on Harry
Little
Potter.
Little Botany.
But me and my mate used to chuck eggs at people. And
that's the best thing ever.
Oh, mate, this. So we're driving and there's a spot, there's a little dip. If anyone can imagine it, there's a little dip and the bus pulls over. There's a bus stop on the left and there's a dip. And as you go down this dip, the bus has pulled over and I saw this Somalian guy getting off the bus.
Right.
And he had a massive forehead. It's a fact. He did. He had a mad hairline.
Right.
Let's put it that way. He had a mad hairline. And I chucked this egg. And you know, like from the minute it left my hand, I knew.
Yeah.
And it was like slow motion and it fucking detonated. It must have had about 10 yolks in it. It detonated on his forehead.
Oh, that's horrible.
And just picturing it now, it was fucking unreal.
It ruined his life.
And a year or two earlier, about 100 metres up the road, I chucked an egg. I was driving. I chucked it out the window, overhand right, so over my own roof.
Yeah.
And it flew through the air, smashed this rude boy in the face at the bus stop. And he was standing with two birds. And it was so funny. He was looking up in the sky. He didn't know where it had come from.
Oh, man.
These are some of the best times of my life.
I used to do horrible things like that when I was a kid. You know, like when you'd make water bombs?
Yeah.
I used to do that. We'd make them with real balloons, like, so they were massive, you know, and they weighed a ton, so it was like a big balloon full of water. And then me and my mate were just waiting in the bush, and as cars drove past, we just lob it onto the bonnet of the car.
Yeah, but that's dangerous.
I know, but you don't give a fuck when you're a kid, do you? And
I was a safety conscious kid,
whatever,
because my parents are safety officers on the rail track. They work together, they always
have. I thought they did, yeah. That's where they met.
What do your parents do? Don't mind me asking.
You're both retired now, but my dad was, like me, a failed rock star, and then he...
You're not failed.
No, I made it now.
He was just telling me you were on tour in Tokyo.
I was once, yeah.
You met Mike Skinner and he was eating beans on toast.
He was, and he wouldn't give me any of his. But, you know.
Would you? You can't share beans on toast with someone. It's like sharing a
yogurt.
He had
another tin and he had a loaf with him.
What do you mean you're sharing a yogurt or a bowl of cereal?
Yeah, it's a bit...
fucking horrible.
It's
disgusting.
It's a bit like them two Russian bears nudging each other off. There's these monkeys, right? I think they're macaques and they've been riding around. They let the females get hold of these deer. Scientists thought they were riding them like we ride horses.
Like Planet of the Apes. Shit.
Yeah, and they're riding around and everyone thought this is like an amazing sort of evolutionary thing that's happened, you know, because they're using them now as work animals.
Vehicles.
But it's turned out, no, it's only the female macaques and what they're doing, they're just rubbing the pussies on the deer and getting off on it.
Pussy rubbers.
Yeah, they're just going for a ride and getting a ride, I mean, top shaggers.
Top shaggers, man.
Yeah, go on, girls.
Go on. Right. Oh, that was weird. Well, I'm not going to do that again.
Go on.
Yeah, keep it in, but...
Why? I was in this restaurant a bit ago, and this, like, waitress lady came over to me and my mates, and she went, "What's up?"
brilliant.
Right, and then she could see the mortification on her face, because she just, like, turned into, like, a 2003 Budweiser advert.
Yeah,
there.
Oh, I loved that.
I know.
Did you tip her?
I always tip my service staff.
Did you tip her heavily?
Well, I'm not that rich.
No, you are.
10%. 15%. 15% is good,
innit? I don't buy this hole in the ground shit.
15, that's why I'm rich.
True. Yeah. Very good point. You're not tight. I'm never call you tight. You're not tight at all. But tight people are the richest. And there's no the maths are pretty simple, right?
Oh, yeah. And I've met loads of really rich people.
Or rich people are the tightest.
Yeah. They make me pay for shit.
Fuck that. You know, if you're a millionaire, you've got to buy all the fucking drinks.
I heard Noel Gallagher in an interview, and he said when he's out with his mates, he's obviously loaded. His mates are loaded, a lot of them. And he said that the unspoken rule, whoever's richest pays for everything. So he said when he goes out with his mates who aren't as rich as him, he pays for everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
However, when he goes out with Bono pays for everything.
He's Noel Gallagher's finding it hard. I mean, if he's feeling like he wants to go out on the Ponts all night, he can't ring that many people, can he? Adele, Bono.
Yeah. Adele. That's it.
Sue Perkins.
My mate Sue. Yeah.
Right, tell the Sue story.
Well, I mean...
He hangs around with the fucking Sue Perkins from Light Lunch.
She's one of my besties. No, what happened was, I went for a walk on... I was telling him this. I don't know how interesting this is. I went for a walk on Hampstead Heath with my mate Lou, who's a comedian. And we were walking up there, and she was like, "Oh, we're going to meet some mates when I get to the top."
Just some normal mates, like me pals.
All right. And then I got there, and it was like, "Hello, how are you?" And it was Sue Perkins.
Imagine.
She was like,
"You've gone for a walk with your new mate.
Want a coffee?" And she asked me, she was like, "Are you in the biz?" And I was like, "What biz?" So like, she meant comedy, I guess, or TV or whatever. I was like, no. But yeah, she was all right, actually, because I've always despised her appearance on TV. She's like really annoying.
Really annoying, but in person
she was dead nice, and she went, "Follow me on Twitter and we'll keep in touch."
Just shoot the shit.
And I did follow her on Twitter, and she she didn't follow me back.
I love things like Twitter and a bit of bread and butter. I loved that. Double T. Yeah.
Sorry, I've just been spending time in the States.
She didn't say that,
but not bad Marvin Sue Perkins, because she was dead nice to me.
Marvin Sue Perkins.
She looks like Postman Pat.
She's annoying.
Even more than you.
I don't look like Postman Pat.
You do a bit, but she looks loads like
it. I look like Pat Earings.
Don't even know who that is. Reverse Cowboy. This is our new section that we've been promising for a while, where we solve your problems.
Because we're wise.
If I can be asked, I'm going to write a little song about it. I don't know.
Should. Same here.
Uncle Boys, solve your problems.
Uncle Boys?
Yeah, we're Uncle Boys.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know. We're just big uncles.
Uncle Boys.
We're little
Zed
uncles.
Z as well.
Yeah.
Good.
Uncle Boys on Twitter. Right. So yeah, we've been saying...
No, Uncle.
Uncle.
Like our deaf people speak, isn't it? Uncle Boys.
Let's start that again.
No, leave that, run that.
All right.
That's fine.
Okay, right.
So here
we've got a problem sent in by an anonymous person. I knew you are, actually, though. She's a very nice lady, as far as I know, but she has a problem, so let's see if we can solve this.
Run that.
Hi, boys. I'd like to remain anonymous on this, but I have got a bit of a problem. A person who kind of could be a friend, but I kind of, without sounding like a real arrogant prick, I kind of don't need any more friends. And this woman kind of gives me the heebie-jeebies a little bit, and I get a bit of a weird gut feeling about this person. and she's kind of being a bit persistent, and I don't really know whether to just like full on ghost her or you know, just sort of politely reply every now and then. Like, I feel really horrible and really mean, but I just don't have any interest in being her friend, and she messages me constantly, and it's just, when I saw that you were solving problems, you need to solve this problem for me. Thank you.
Right. Not a problem. We can solve that. I mean, it is a problem, but...
Is it a problem?
Yeah.
Is it a problem? Someone trying to be your mate?
If they're being persistent, yeah. And how would you deal with that? Block them?
Nah, I wouldn't fucking block them. I wouldn't be so rude. I'd just, yeah, just keep them at arm's length. Simple.
Yeah, but it's hard work, isn't it, when someone's being so persistent? What I would do is...
No, just, do you know what it is? Just tell them the truth and just tell them you're busy. That is true and not rude. And it's true. I'm fucking busy. I ain't got time for it. So yeah, that's just another way of me phrasing what she's feeling. Like, you know.
But no, there's some reason she doesn't want to be friends with this person.
Yeah, but exactly. If it's Liam Gallagher ringing me,
yeah,
trying to be my mate, yeah, then I've got time for it. Yeah.
Well, that, I mean, yeah.
Because it becomes my priority. My priority in life is to be Liam Gallagher's mate.
What if Noel rings you?
Nah. I'm a Liam guy.
Yeah, fuck off, Noel. No, I like Noel as well. But no, going back to the problem of this young lady has, I would make her not want to be your friend.
No, I'll do something vicious.
Wait, no, not
become
even be
enemies.
Vicious. Just
go straight to enemies.
Ring her up and go, what are you doing? Ring her up at 4 a.m. and go, hiya, what are you doing? Can you come around and help me? My toilet's blocked. I need you. Do you want to be my friend or not? And like stuff like that. Oh, then go, do you want to come to the Tory party conference in the morning? I've got 2 tickets.
That was meant to be good, actually, this week. A load of my mates went.
Of course they fucking did. No. Oh, like, just... I'll just go really weird on her. Say, oh, I was doing a Ouija board this... I was doing a Ouija board this morning and it told me that you're going to die.
Have you got a Ouija board?
I've got one. I've not brought it.
Has it ever worked?
Well, I was given it by my friend, Carolyn, who... She died at 96, and...
I love the fact that you've told me about her before.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. I know. Your friend.
She was one of my best mates. I met her when she was like 82 or something, and then we were friends until she died. I was with her on her 90th birthday, just me and her drinking loads of wine, right, and smoking fags.
Fuck me.
She's the coolest person ever. It's a different story.
Yeah, go on, if she was your mate, but just, I've never met anyone who...
I know. I'll tell you the story about my meeting her one day, because that's a very interesting story as well. However, about second to last time I saw her, because she knew she was on her way out, she was like, yeah, I've got your present. She gave me a Ouija board and she said, I'll have a chat with you on this when I'm gone.
Oh, she's a laugh.
Which she was, yeah, she was well funny. So she gave me that, and I've been on it. I've got home.
Have you tried to get hold of her?
Yeah, I've been on it like 3 a.m, get home from the pub, a bit fucking on it. Carolyn.
So you're like 3 a.m. lagging. I'll be like, I need to speak to Carolyn.
I'll be like, Carolyn.
That's like drunk texting.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be like, Carolyn, you there? You there?
Drunk Ouija boarding.
And no, nothing ever happened. I did do one once with my mate, Laura, and it, you know, you don't know if these things, who's pushing it or whatever. And anyway, it said the name was Mammy. And then it told us to cut each other's blood and rub it together. And, you know,
did we do it?
Yeah, we did it.
Oh, you weirdo.
I know, but it was like I was in a weird like trance back from Mammy. So, yeah.
Oh, were you on drugs?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Obviously. Fucking hell.
There's nothing to do with the drugs, guys.
You actually offered to bring the Ouija board in here, didn't you? And I've just put the phone down.
Well, yeah, because I want to get the Queen on it. Let's finish it up. What's our final advice to that young lady?
My advice isn't actually advice, it's a statement. Yeah?
Mm.
My statement is this. I don't give a fuck.
That's not what an agony uncle does. Mystery lady, make her think that you're an absolute full-blown psychopath, and then she'll leave you alone.
Yeah.
Right, that's the end.
Thanks also for sharing your so-called problem. Listen, that is a first-world problem if ever I've heard one.
All right, let's move on to the next problem. You ready?
Go on.
All right, guys, at Reverse Cowboy. All right, Vaughn. All right. All right. Or is it Mr. All Right? Or is it just
Get
Mr.
On with
Fans?
It. Get on
I'm
with
not
it.
Sure. Anyway, yeah, guys, totally quite crazy one. My life partner's been asking me some completely inappropriate and wild things, and I know, well, at least Mr. Cruz or Mr. Vaughn is a little bit of an expert in pegging.
Little, due to the
content he posts on his Instagram. Not too sure if Mr. Fans or Mr. All Right knows anything about that, but any advice would be fantastic, because at the moment my life partner is trying to force me into booking hotels in random dumps like Coventry and Bradford, and just wants to peg me all night, so... Any advice would be much appreciated. You know, as an alpha male, I need to know how to tell my life partner that I will not be pegged.
Well, if it's good enough for the future king, then it's good enough for you. So spread your cheeks, young man.
And you ever been pegged?
I haven't.
No, me neither.
I don't think I'd like it.
I never will.
No, I mean, I'm not against trying anything once, apart from meat and pegging.
Proper vegan. Apart from meat. I'll try anything once, apart from meat.
Yeah. Well, I mean, can you choose what you're being pegged by? Because if it was just like a little...
Like a bookie's pencil?
Yeah, then I'd be like, all right, you can do it, but what do I get in return?
Ah, fuck it, just like a doctor.
You could use this to your benefit, mate. You could go, right, you can peg me, but I choose what you peg me with, and I get to fuck Sasha from work.
Who's Sasha from work?
I don't know. I'm inventing a character, but someone who...
Sasha Fierce.
Well, yeah, I guess. Whatever. You get what Americans call a hall pass. So you get
An HP.
You get to go and shag someone else. So you could use this in your advantage to express yourself sexually.
I would personally take the opportunity to explore Bradford and Coventry. And basically...
Good curry in both of them places.
Basically, use your arsehole like a honey trap. like some kind of honey badger.
Smelly honey trap. Go
to either Bradford or Coventry first. Send a selfie with your honey trap on show with like the Bradford sign or whatever, the Coventry sign or some local landmark in the background. Then she's going to come all the way to where you are. By then, you've already enjoyed the fruits of such wonderful towns or cities. I'm not sure. Cities, I think. And then just ghost her and just go home.
But that's not going to solve the relationship issues. She wants to peg him.
I think she's probably just trying to get out of town. I mean, I don't know where these guys live. Let's say it's halfway between Bradford and Coventry.
Mm.
So it's somewhere dog shit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where?
Probably near where Boston. I grew up.
Yeah, like Northumberland. Yeah.
Fuck knows, yeah.
Who knows? But just get out of town.
I would not go to Bradford or Coventry because chances... Yeah, and chances are, I've been to both, chances are, not that they're shit, but chances are, if you go there, you're going to have a curry, and I don't reckon curry's the best pre-pegging food.
Yeah, I mean, Bradford's not shit, is it?
I mean, it is a bit, but it's a...
Fuck, mate.
I mean, Peter Sutcliffe was so bored of it that he went around hammering women.
You'd have to pay me 50 grand a year to live in Bradford.
The outskirts of Bradford are very beautiful, the countryside. But yeah, I mean... No one's going to pay you 50 grand a year. You could buy Bradford for 50 grand.
Where do you live? Oh, on the outskirts of Bradford. Oh, that sounds nice. Yeah, the hills. Where is it? Well, on the hills of what
the
city?
The Pennines.
Yeah, Bradford.
No, the Pennines are very... Is it the Pennines? Is it Yorkshire Dales? I don't know. But
no,
it's
offense
very beautiful.
To Bradford. Listen, podcast by podcast, I'm going to offend different communities and places.
Yeah.
That's life. We're all chasing the Yankee dollar, yeah? Uh-huh. Sure?
Yeah. I'm chasing it on Twitter.
So... This is obviously another anonymous guy. I love my missus, but I can't stop looking at other people's women. It drives me mad.
Well,
drives other people mad as well. Stop looking at their birds.
Is it just when it's someone else's girlfriend or wife or whatever? Because that's like some weird power thing. Or is it just like looking at other women in general?
Yeah, exactly. If it's looking at other women, that's fine. You can't help it.
Everyone
got eyes
it.
Looking. If the problem between you and Miss is the fact that you're looking, then it's not really a problem. We all look, right?
Yeah, you're allowed
to look. No crime committed. All right.
Yeah.
So, objection overruled. Next one. Then this is the problem. Other people's women. Well,
what he's actually doing is just trying to get a reaction out of the other people.
He's looking for a fight.
Yeah, and
he comes back the lovable rogue. It drives me mad. So he shows that he knows he shouldn't be doing it. It drives me mad. Not her mad. It drives him mad.
It's self-destruct behaviour. He wants to get beaten up.
Yeah.
And we've all been there. I used to go out in my 20s and just wind people up because I wanted to get beaten up. And I thought it was funny.
Really?
Yeah. But I used to wind people up when I was drunk because it was funny to me. And then I'd always wind someone up who was a lot bigger than me and then they beat me up. But I didn't care. I don't know why. It was like self-destruct mode. And then But I've not done it for a long time. But
I got beaten up by a massive cunt once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was me.
It was a real fucking leaven me.
Oh, mate.
Yeah.
It's not fun, is it?
He had dogs as well, two dogs and this bloke.
Did they beat the dogs?
7 foot tall.
Dogs give you a little.
Yeah. Dogs first. A little notching on the floor. So the dogs were like one hanging off each arm.
What?
And
that's cheating.
Oh, it was naughty. And then this 7 foot man just beat the living shit out of me.
Mm.
And then he disappeared. And when the police come, I was trying to get in my car because I was all fucking, I didn't know what was going on. I thought the police did it. So I was then attacking the police, covered in blood, spitting at them and all that. Because I didn't know what was going on. I thought they did it.
Then
they tried to do me for drink driving. They nicked me and tried to charge me for drink driving.
Fucking hell, that was a bad day in all that family.
It's terrible.
Did I tell you my story about getting mugged once?
No.
It's funny. Well, I was in Manchester and I'd just started seeing a girlfriend. And we'd moved in together. And anyway, we went out and we were walking past the gay village one night and we'd been in the pub and I'd smuggled out like a half-finished pint of beer. Anyway, because I wanted to drink it as we were walking home. We're walking down there and there's this massive Geordie bloke opposite and he was going, you faggot, across the road to me. And I was with my girlfriend, so I was like, what? You know what I mean? And anyway, so I just looked at him and I was like, because I like winding people up and I'm drunk and I was like, oh yeah, you want some then? Come on, come over. You know, and I was just being a prick. Goading him.
Yeah.
And then I just turned around and thought nothing of it. And then I heard these massive feet stomping behind me. And I turned around and he was about 7 foot tall, this massive Geordie bloke. And he was just about to smash me in the head. And my instinct was throw the pint glass at him. Right, which was, I don't know, I just did it to protect myself. And I threw it and it just like hit his massive big head and it just bounced off and smashed on the floor and he went, and then he just like picked me up by my skull and just started piling me in the face. And I was
what a jealous loser.
I know, it was so weird. And then we both got mugged. Like him and his girlfriend stole our phones because they battered us and then stole our phones and then ran off and... We were like in shock. We walked down the road and we bumped into some friends and they were like going into this club and they said, come in here with us and we'll chill in the back and it'll be all right. And we rang the police when we were on the way there because they nicked our phone and everything. And then this mate of ours gave us half a pill each. So we took this half a pill and we both came up and it was like, nothing mattered. You know, I had a black eye. And
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Got home at 3 in the morning. The police were sat outside my house waiting to do an interview. And I was like gurning and I was like, oh, fuck. I was like... All right, mate. Would you like to come in, Sergeant? Cup of tea, mate. Sit down, have a brew. You know, and just like quite clearly pilling my tits off. And
you got fucking bullied by another couple.
Yeah, yeah. They robbed our phones and they battered us, but they were accusing me of being gay. And I don't know.
So they accused you of being gay, beat you up, and mugged you.
Yeah, and then made me go and take a pill and talk to a policeman.
I'd say purely because of the pill, I'd say you've pulled one back, but I'd say they're about 4-1 up.
Yeah.
So but you are on three.
But the CCTV showed that they went and got on the train and they went back to Newcastle where they're from. So really, they live in Newcastle, so they lost.
No. Newcastle's all right.
Yeah, it is all right, really. And no, but it's not as good as Manchester.
Not that I've ever been there. I went there for a wedding, so I didn't really see Newcastle. I flew up there, just got a cab straight to this venue, so I didn't see it at all. But apparently it's good.
No, I've actually had two good nights out there.
And Geordies are sweet as well. Thick
apart
as
from
shit,
them ones.
Thick as fuck. But the ones who are not thick as fuck are sweet.
I take that back about Newcastle. I did go there and do a gig once, and all the girls looked like Spuggy off Biker Grove.
All of them. Like a little army, like minions.
Spuggy. Yeah. But,
just a sea of Spuggy, man.
Showing our age.
Jeff,
there.
Man, I can't see you, man. Jeff, my eyes, man.
Do you reckon Jeff was a nonce?
Jeff, you're fucking not there. You're going fucking never anything.
Fingered
Jeff,
PJ and Duncan.
I can picture Jeff now.
Can you? I wonder what he's up to.
Big old choppers on him. Right, one more problem. Just rattle through these because we're killing. I can't stop smoking weed no matter how much coke I sniff. Same here, basically.
Yeah, that's you. You wrote that one.
No, but I don't really sniff coke. First part of that, I can't stop smoking weed. Yeah, same, man. But whatever gets you through the day, brother, it's a long road back to Bangkok.
I just say, yeah, life's horrible, so whatever you can get you through.
Yeah, that's it.
Might as well face it, you're addicted to drugs.
If you can't stop smoking, can't be in the operative word. If you cannot stop smoking it, you cannot stop smoking it, well, accept it and look for the positive.
Hi, boys. It's Lev here. I have a bit of a problem that I need your help with. I work remotely and I spend hours procrastinating. Even though I'm busy, I can spend hours on websites just procrastinating away throughout the day. And it's a huge issue in my life. So if you have any productivity hacks, that'd be really great. If you could let me know, really help me out. Also, if you know how to get cum stains out of trousers.
Cheers.
Yeah, see,
he's showing off to you at the end there. That was no, he just made
he made a mockery of our stupid wanking joke on the way because he was playing us all along. Well done, Lev. Listen, we all procrastinate. One thing I think that helps is amphetamine. So
listen,
it helps you focus. If you've got, I've got ADHD, and they give me medicine for it, which is basically just microdosing speed for my sort of low level autism. That's all it is, and it works. I focus on shit, get stuff done. It makes my penis small, so I can't be bothered having a wank.
I'll solve your problem, Liv. I'm going to give you a
Liv dog.
Yeah, Liv, man. I'm going to give you a goal, and that is all that time you spend procrastinating. Use that time to train for a race, and I'll have a foot race with you, 100-meter foot race, and the winner, you don't have to put any money up, and if you win, I'll give you 200 quid.
See, look, what a bloody good bloke.
Because I'll beat him, I know I'll beat him. That is not the sound of a fast runner.
Yeah, that's a nice thing to do, right, Lev? You heard, sort your shit out, get training.
My new thing is fucking offering people races.
Yeah, you obviously think you're a bit fast.
I don't. I'm not fast.
What's your 100 metres time?
Do you know
time?
What? I never knew I did it, but I've seen... The last team I was playing for used to film their games. It was good. They had a little camera from a good angle. And I watched myself back, flew down the left wing, like Gareth Bale, until I saw the footage back, and then I realised I run leaning back. Like, and my legs don't move that fast.
Like a reverse Lowry painting.
Very upright, yeah.
That's weird, yeah. Well, I mean, whatever works,
LS
mate.
Lowry.
L.S. Lowry, yeah.
Did you know I'm an art historian? Talk to me about any fine art. Go on, I'll surprise you.
Who lived in Margate and famously painted the beautiful sunset?
That would have been J. Turner.
Very good.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Correct. Thank you very much.
I think it is.
Yeah, thank you. I literally did an art history degree in my Open University. I've got a degree in fine art and art history.
But that's useful in your...
My dad's an art dealer. So that's where I got the love of art. Yeah. And I also did art at A-level, so I'm quite good at it.
I can imagine you're good at art.
Mm.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Over £1 billion on drugs.
Cool, I'm going to kick off this section with a section I call Tits Guy.
Tits Guy?
Big Tits Guy.
Okay, give us a backstory on this.
Right, Tits Guy is a Canadian high school teacher who wears massive, huge prosthetic tits.
Horny?
Yeah, horny guy, and a long blonde wig. Under like hooker's clothing, so kind of like tight fishnet tops, mini skirts, and all that.
Is this a trans woman?
It's a man dressed up as a woman wearing a. And this is my point.
But do they identify as a woman?
Identifies as a woman.
Well, that's a woman then.
Okay, right. So if you identify as a woman,
be kind. Those are the rules.
Just to fast forward that point. So, okay, I now identify as a woman. Am I a woman?
Yes.
No, I'm not. Exactly, yes. I'm not. I'm you a man are. Pretending to be a woman.
No, that's not the rules. You know right, it's not. The rules. You're not J.K. Rowling.
Okay, right. Good. Glad I'm not.
Mate, well...
Anyway, well, this is it. I love the way you've responded because there's a twist to this. Now, we spoke about this last week with Ruth. Ruth didn't want any of that in the podcast. Fine, cool, that's her prerogative. She's got her interests upset. We talked about it earlier. Yeah, right? Yeah. That's all good. But there's been a development.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen to this for a bloody twist. Get your nutsack round this. So, my mate come across a Reddit feed, yeah?
Yeah.
This is from an anonymous person in Canada, weirdly enough, and the school is in Canada, yeah?
Yeah.
This is the thing. This dude is gaming the system. An anon here yesterday was in this dude's class. This right. teacher was almost fired for toxic masculinity last year, as well as not embracing woke culture. He dropped red pills to his class, such as how silly gender neutral bathrooms are. The school board hates him. He's now up the ante to exploit the very clown world the school and society itself created. His long game is most likely to get fired and then sue for discrimination. There's no other explanation. No better way to troll the clown world than to become an over-the-top character of a woman. If that man has done that, he's a fucking legend. If he's not done that, he's just a pervert.
I completely disagree with you.
How can you? I didn't even say it. It's not
well,
me.
You're saying you think he's a legend.
Oh, if he's doing that, that's amazing.
No, because he's making a joke at something that ain't funny because...
No, what's funny is the fact that so many... Even though he's gone way over the top, and these tits are huge, if you haven't seen them, yeah. I think it should be on the
That's
podcast
That's why it's
cover.
A talking point, right? Look at the podcast cover, because we'll put it on there.
Yeah, exactly.
If this he, person's
if
tits.
If he was just a woman in normal clothes with normal sized tits, just yeah. as a woman, like my trans dad character, yeah? If that was just it, then it's no story. But because he's gone way over the top with it, like yeah. he looks like Dog the Bounty Hunter's wife.
Right. So.
Beth.
So last week, we spoke about it and we're saying we both all agreed those tits are too big. It's a bit much. However,
no bra, big no rock bra. Hard yeah, nipples.
It's ridiculous, right? But
well, you've just said it.
No, that's fine. However, it makes a lot of sense that this person is trolling and causing upset. But that person is doing no good because that isn't a trans person. It's just someone being a cunt.
Well, there you go. So is it a woman or not? Or is it a man being a cunt or a woman?
Well, according to your evidence, it's a man being a cunt.
Well, there you go.
Right? However, trans people around the world, right, this year has been, they've never experienced so much violence, murders. People are getting so angry about something that doesn't affect them, and they're already very vulnerable people. They're getting murdered all over the world, right? And shit like this doesn't help. And that's why it's not funny. It isn't funny.
No, all right. So right. But the only reason people are thinking, oh, fuck off with it, is because some dark business is going on where 0.1% of the population is completely overrepresented. Like, I don't have to flick through TikTok 1,000 times to see a trans post. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, but we've talked about this before. The reason they need exposure is because they need to be treated as equals. This is a genuine thing. It's been going on since time immemorial. People do want to transition, yeah, and it's fine. And so because we have to now, we have to accept it. It's part of society, so we have to talk about it more than...
It's 0.1% of society, but yeah, it's part of society.
But the only reason we're talking about it more than 0.1% of the time is because it has to be spoken about, it has to be normalised.
Yeah, but we don't talk about amputees all the time, do we?
Well, because we don't murder people for having no leg. We don't victimise people. We don't get wound up that they're playing a sport or something stupid like that. You let them be. These people need to be let be. I understand why people...
I'll tell you the real villain in this is the Canadian school who just won't fire him and accept the discrimination charge.
Well, I don't know what the background
is. Listen, you can't learn woodwork when you're looking at that guy. That's one class I'd never miss. If I'm a teenage kid,
I'd love to see those massive tits.
You know what I mean? Massive.
Well, he's doing something nice for the lads then.
Yeah, true. Good teacher.
Homophobia, pedo hunting, all that, right? There's always a large percentage of the participants in that... of that all that bollocks, they're either self-loathing, closeted homosexuals, or
paedophiles.
or actual pedos in the case of pedo hunters. So
pedo hunters are amazing.
All these people, yeah, but all these people who've got like uproar about trans people, yourself included, always going on about it. It's like, but what's the big deal? I don't understand it.
I don't
know. J.K. Rowling has ruined her reputation. She sat there in a castle just ruining lives of minorities every day. Shut the fuck up.
She said a man's a man, a woman's a woman.
No, I've not studied it.
They're going to do game shows from now on then, you know, where they used to split all the participants up into boys and girls. Is that finished?
They'll split it up three ways to say what non-binary.
The third group's going to have one person in it and win.
Well, they can choose which side they want to go on. Game shows aren't really that important, are they?
They're more important to me than woodwork.
Well, I don't know why you're so bothered by them. I think maybe you are.
No, I'm not. Listen, you've got to see the photo. I'm not bothered.
Well, you're always going on about it on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, actually, I'm bothered.
And it's mate, it's
boring.
It's boring, and also it's mean. It's mean.
No, I'm not a meanie. I've got one of the biggest hearts in the world.
I love you. Think you're great. But however, it's mean when you like refuse to acknowledge someone's pronoun.
No,
that's
but
mean.
Listen,
it's mean.
Yeah, but in this case,
you shouldn't do it.
Are you really? You shouldn't call him if. All the evidence points to that being a bloke, yeah? You can't be...
Yeah, but that's a trolling person. It's not a trans person. It's someone trolling, it seems. And so that they can fuck off.
Yeah, but you know what the best thing about this is?
What?
I don't really care.
Well, why are you always going on about it?
Because it's like a little podcast,
fucking
isn't it?
JK Rowling.
Well, stop telling me off, man. I'm going to punch you.
Punch me in the dick with your mouth.
Right, well, thanks for telling me off. That went fucking well. But yeah, cool.
You need to enough now and then.
What a guy. What a legend in my eyes.
I think he's a bit of a prick, but
well,
anyway,
I like him.
Moving on.
Tell me, baby, have you been vabbing? I can't keep my eyes off you.
So we're going to do a new spooky section to our, as soon as it's nearly Halloween,
yeah.
And it's called Supernatural
Halloween
Times.
Did you get involved?
I mean, when I was a kid, I used to just put a bin bag on and go around and beg for sweets.
It's turned into just a slag fest now, though, isn't it?
And I'm all for that.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, I'm just like, yes, be a horny little witch, everyone.
Yeah, that's just an...
I will look at your Instagram page from the safety of my own home.
On my telephone.
But, yeah, go on. Let's we're going to talk about supernatural,
right,
spooky
have you ever
things.
Had supernatural experience?
Yeah, I have, yeah. I've had a few... strange things, but mainly I don't know if they're, you don't know if they're in your mind, do they?
Yeah.
You go first.
Well, I've got one that I know isn't in my mind because there was two of us there and we both experienced it.
Were you on psychedelic drugs?
No, not at all. It was me and my missus. Listen to this. This was unreal. It's fucking amazing, and it happened. Me and her got in bed. This is when we had one kid. Put the little girl to bed, lying in bed. Gave each other a kiss. We're both lying there. About 10 seconds since we spoke.
Still kiss.
Gave her a kiss. Good night.
Weird.
And then we're lying, weird, isn't it? We're Christians.
Yeah,
and then we're lying there on the bed and just in pure silence, kind of lying on our backs before you even turned over onto your side. And in the space above us, like literally as if it was bending over about a foot from each of our faces, and it included the fucking wind feeling, I swear to God, it went...
Fuck off.
On my fucking life, mate. And it was on my life, it was a farting ghost. And I was like, what the fuck? So straight away my brain goes into logic mode and I start blaming her.
Your girlfriend farted.
Mate, she didn't. She didn't. And she was like, "What?
You did then.
Mate, I swear to God, she didn't.
And was the ghost ass in your face?
Yeah, it was like you could feel the wind on your face and she felt
what
the exact
legend
same
that ghost is.
Yeah, legend. So immediately my brain is like, right, well, I said, was that you? What the fuck? And she was like, no. And I could just straight away, I knew it wasn't her, but I had to ask. I had to just like get rid of the obvious. And then I was like, then I started going crazy, like running around the fucking house with a hammer, like thinking, what the fuck? You know, like looking under the bed
thinking
that.
Someone had just like hopped on the bed and farted and run off.
The last thing I ever would have thought, but it was a fucking farting ghost. In my previous flat to that, my missus was out. I was in there on my own, sitting in the front room, and I heard... drawers slamming. I heard boom, 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 like that, coming from the bedroom. So obviously I thought someone was in the bedroom slamming the doors, and obviously I've shit myself, got a knife, kicked the door, and it just stopped and the drawer was open.
Imagine if you'd opened that door and Michael Barrymore was just there doing the helicopter with his knob.
What? But how was the door shutting?
Michael Barrymore's got arms. He was slamming the door to get your attention, and when you banged the door open, he was just doing the helicopter with his knob.
Well, I don't know. Genuinely, what would I do?
Yeah.
But to be honest, I'd probably fucking beat him up. and get him out.
I mean,
wouldn't you?
He probably needs beating up, yeah.
Yeah, like just for trespassing alone.
Just for
the rest of it.
Bumming
you know,
that boy to death in a pool.
See, I've never seen a ghost, but what my parents got divorced when I was like 7 or something, and we moved to this house, me and my dad, my brother. He still lives in it actually, but it was built in like 1600 and something, and it's a tiny little cottage. It's got very, very thick stone walls. And anyway, there's been a number of instances over the years with completely unrelated people who stayed there. We had some friends staying looking after our cats when we went on holiday once, and the lady, when we got home, was like, I've seen this fucking guy, and he's like this tall bloke with a 3-point hat, like, you know, like with the point at the front.
Yeah
I can, you know,
like a Quaker.
Yeah, like he used to wear in like 1700s or whatever. He watches you sleep.
Whoa.
I lived there for about 15 years and I never saw it. But then my dad got a new girlfriend ages ago. Anyway, she moved into the house. He never mentioned it to her and at all. And then she woke up in the middle of the night and she was like, there's a fucking guy watching me. It was the same guy. And then my brother had a sleepover when we were little kids. And this one little kid saw it.
Whoa.
And anyway, so I never saw it. However, I used to get home at like night, was a teenager, a bit pissed up or whatever. I used to go in the living room, put like Match of the Day on, you know, like just eating some cereal or whatever at like 1 a.m. And I used to always just be chilling in the house. And then a bunch of times, for no reason, I just instantly feel like someone was staring me right in the face going, fuck off. You know, I'd get this really unnerving feeling and I'd shit myself and go straight to bed. And that happened a few times in the house. But another thing, my dad always hears in the middle of the night, he'll hear talking downstairs, like someone having a conversation, like, and every time he does it,
Boris Johnson.
Yeah. Every time he does it, he says he can smell like sulfur, like a struck match, you know that? And it's weird. He said that he can smell that in the air and then he can hear talking downstairs. But there's a lot of science about this.
But I've heard about burnt toast.
Right. I don't know what it is. There's some science about stone walls, like old stone walls, like iron. They've got iron ore in them.
They like contain people's energy or whatever.
Yeah, like a magnetic tape can record a video or audio. Supposedly they can store sounds and replay them because there's a pub in Wales that they've got a talking wall and they've recorded tons of it. It just like plays sounds from the past and they don't know why. And they've got no.
Really?
Yeah. And it's like, it's not supernatural, really. It's just science that we haven't discovered yet. However, that doesn't explain fucking big, tall man. Reverse
cowboy. I'll tell you a good one. Basically, what you got to do is send all your neighbours gifts from one of your other neighbours with, obviously, gift tags so you can write what you want.
Right.
My mate used to live above me, and I basically emptied out my all the shit in my house. I got rid of it all. Wrapped it, put it on other neighbours' doorsteps with
what kind of stuff?
Like half a tub of protein shake, an old remote control, and a pair of trainers, right. Pair of boxing gloves, whatever I was getting rid of. Left it on all my neighbours' doorsteps, and then over the
for
next
Christmas.
Few it was Christmas. That's right. Why I had the wrapping paper, yeah. And then obviously I wrote the notes. And then I would bump into different neighbours one by one and then I'd come out my front door and be like, oh, mate, did you get a weird present off him up there, like number 8? And then I'd receive the Chinese whisper. Obviously, I wrote the note.
You're a horrible man.
So I wrote a note. I remember it was a half a tub of protein powder and it was to the cab driver.
Right.
So I wrote the note. Hello, mate. I know we don't normally talk, but I've noticed you in your cab. I just wondered if you wanted to go gym one day. It was pretty simple. It was just about gym. Because it was the protein shake. Anyway, the cab driver, I said, did you get a weird present off him upstairs? And he was like, yeah. It was like, you're massive, you look well strong, like, and you want to have, like, you want to go gym and all, like.
What, he elaborated it?
He elaborated it, and Chinese whispered it back to me.
That's amazing.
Brilliant, isn't it? What a prank.
I think you should come back with illegal some new pranks next week. Reverse cowboy. What's the weirdest job you've ever had?
Good question. What's yours?
So when I was 16, there was a theme park near my house called Camelot Theme Park. I saw the job advertised to play the wolf. So I had to dress up as a wolf, like a big fucking, like, ooh, hey, guys, walking around with a big wolf hat on. And I had to walk around all summer with this photographer. And we had to go up to, like, kids and their parents or whatever and go, do you want a photo with a wolf? Mm. And then he'd take a photo of me with the kid. And then they'd try and sell them, like, a key ring or a mug with the photo on it or whatever. So I was just walking around the theme park in the boiling hot sun, dressed as a wolf. Anyway, like one day, I was finished for the day and the photographer was like, right, go back up to the entrance where you can get changed in the dressing room. So I walked off and I was walking up the hill and I felt this like whack on the back of my head. And it turned out it was all these chavvy lads and they started beating me up like for
fucking hell.
But they would, because it's like I was a funny dickhead in a suit. So they started punching me and hitting me, but like it didn't really hurt because I was in this massive padded suit. Anyway, and I was like, fuck off, fuck off. Anyway, my air holes were the nostrils of the wolf. And all of a sudden, like, one of them held me down and they shoved a bottle of poppers in that hole. It was winded and I was going, and then I started breathing in all the poppers. So I got lightheaded and I was so dizzy and they were just punching and laughing. So I had to whip the helmet off and then I punched one of the lads and then literally, like, comedy timing, there's this train, that dragon train that goes right around the park with all the kids on it, and loads of little kids just saw me, like, whip the hat off and punch someone.
Hero.
I was like Krusty the fucking clown. So that happened. And but
I'm starting to feel sorry for you, the amount of people who kind of attack you.
I mean, look, if you see a guy at a theme park dressed up as a giant thing, it's funny to push him over, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you you take advantage of their reduced field of vision and like bum them and stuff.
Yeah,
like
it's
that.
Funny. I get that. It was just the fact that they winded me and then I was breathing in poppers, so I went really dizzy. But all these kids were pointing at me, like going, you know, like, there's the wolf. He's a man.
I'd love to see the CCTV of that encounter.
I know. It was so funny.
He's somewhere.
I used to live with Guy Garvey from Elbow, if anyone knows him. But I told him this story once years ago. And he thought it was the funniest thing ever. And he actually got me on his Six Music show to tell the story once. He's like, can you come on, just tell me the story? Anyway, and once I walked into a bar in Manchester. And as I walked up to, I saw the back of his head talking to someone. I was like, oh, go and say hi to Guy. Walked over. And then he was going, and then they fucking punched him. They put the pop.
Really? Yeah.
And yeah. He was telling the story. And so I tapped him on the shoulder and he was like, what the fuck? He's like, he's here. You know, it was, that was mad.
You know what that is?
Mm.
Serendipity.
It's supernatural.
Supernatural.
Supernatural. Anyway, on that note, should we say goodbye to our lovely listeners?
I think so.
Yeah, and you know what? It's been a joy today. Thank you, Mr. Alright fans. And thanks for listening, you fucking psychopaths.
Have I got any pearls of wisdom? Yeah, you know, when you're going through hell, keep going.
You know who said that originally? Adolf Hitler.
It was Winston Church.
Same guy.
Only one of them's dead.
Yeah, Hitler's a fucking living it up at Ocean Beach.
That's Wayne Lineker.
Well, are we going to get Wayne on the podcast before we go? But
I've gone off him.
I know, but imagine how funny it would be to get money. He'll be winding up at OB now, and he'll be like moving back to Essex. He'll be bored, nothing to do.
Do you know what? Imagine when he eventually dies. Yeah, there's going to be some.
Month.
There's got to be some kind of memorial in place. You know, like there's going to be some kind of golden area that.
Mm.
You know what I mean? How are you going to have them same parties with that uncle there?
I know. He's
a ghost. You do know that, don't you?
He looks like a corpse in real life.
No, he died in the 80s. He's actually a ghost. You can't touch him. Your hand goes through him.
I touched him.
All right.
Good night. God bless.
Grip it and rip it. Chajina.
Nobody knows what that means. Anyway, bye.
Reverse Cowboy. Pretty please like and subscribe. We love you shaggers. Kiss kiss.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.